Israeli forces have injured at least 5 Palestinians during a raid in the city of Jenin, north of the occupied West Bank. The casualties took place during an attack on the Jenin refugee camp, as well as clashes between Palestinian fighters and Israeli forces inside the city. Meanwhile, Israeli soldiers blew up the house of a Palestinian leader after arresting him and 3 members of his family. Israeli sources say one officer has been critically wounded in the violence. Let's speak to our correspondent, Mohammed Hamayel, who joins us via Skype from Al-Quds now. Mohammed, the last time we spoke, it seemed that the clashes were still ongoing. Tell us a bit more about who has been arrested, what the situation is like right now.
Well, the situation right now in Jenin, no one is allowed into or out of the area. The entire governor is under lockdown by the Israeli military forces. However, I have received word that Majdi Bulhaj's house is being demolished at the moment. Majdi, who lives in the refugee camp, who was also a former Palestinian political prisoner in Israeli prisons, as well as an activist with the Islamic resistance movement, Hamas. Majdi was arrested along with his son, Suhaib, who was 14 years old, as well as his brother, Ala. Armed confrontations are still ongoing between Palestinian fighters from what appears to be members of the Qassam and Islamic Jihad, as well as Israeli military forces, with further Israeli reinforcements arriving on the site continuously. Another 40 machines have appeared within the Jenin area. An Israeli jeep was also destroyed, some say by a trap laid by the Islamic Jihad in the Jenin refugee camp. Israeli media sources are quoting officers on the scene who stated that they had fallen into a trap within the camp itself. As of yet, there are reports of 2 more Israeli soldiers injured. Some are saying there are also 6 Palestinians who are either injured or killed by the Israeli forces. However, nothing has been confirmed, as no paramedic groups are allowed into the refugee camp at the moment. There is a demonstration that has spun out spontaneously in the Dehesha refugee camp near Beit Lahem moments ago in support of Jenin refugee camp, declaring solidarity with the besieged people there. Witnesses have stated there are several armed clashes occurring across the refugee camp at the moment. One of them is around the house of Bassem Saadi, who managed to escape an assassination attempt with a rocket attack against his home. Nothing further confirmed as of yet, but there is also another confrontation between Palestinian fighters and Israeli military forces near Majdi Abu Lahej's home at the moment as well.
Right now, Mohammed, of course, as we've also talked about this in the past as well, these kind of raids are nothing new to Jenin or Palestinians as a whole. This is a tactic that Israel has used, and it has increased over the past months as far as mass arrests are concerned of key Palestinian figures. Has there been any explanation given of why this raid in particular is taking place at this particular moment?
As of now, there are no official sources, no official statements, either from the Israelis or any side that's involved in the current confrontations in the Jenin refugee camp at the moment. No side has declared why this is happening. Only a couple of arrests that have occurred, as well as a rocket attack against the camp that was done from what appears to be an air attack from a helicopter against Bassem Saadi's home. No further details have been released by the Israeli military forces. Israeli media has still only just mentioned that there are confrontations and clashes in the camp. These raids are not new to Jenin. However, a raid of this size has caught the attention of a lot of people at the moment. The Jenin refugee camp, as you all know, faced several clashes like this back in 2002 and 2001 during the Al-Aqsa Intifada, where several days of besieging and fights have occurred across the camp before. Many people in the camp, from what I understand right now, they are looking forward to such an incident occurring right now, and they are worried about such an incident occurring right now as well. Nothing is clear from the Israelis, who have said nothing, stated nothing, and the Palestinian Authority has confirmed that there has been several explosions in the camp. The Jenin government hospital has received some injuries. They have not reported any casualties as of yet, and they have not released any statistics or numbers as to how many people are injured from the clashes that have occurred.
Okay, we'll keep a close eye on the situation. Press TV's Mohammed Hamayel updating us from the West Bank, from Al-Quds rather, via Skype. Mohammed, thanks very much indeed for that update, as always.